Hey kid, welcome to the Wake Up Kid podcast. It's Monday and that means it's time for a brand new truth. But first, let's review all of the truths we've learned so far. There are 16 of them. Get ready for this. Who made you? God made me. What else did God make? God made everything. Why did God make you? To glorify Him and enjoy Him forever. How can you glorify God? By loving Him and obeying Him. How many gods are there? There is only one God. And how many persons does God exist? Three. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. What is God? God is a spirit. Where is God? God is everywhere. Did God have a beginning? God is eternal. He has always been and always will be. What does God know? God knows everything. What can God do? God can do whatever He chooses to do. What is the Bible? God's holy word. Who wrote the Bible? Holy men who were led by the Holy Spirit. Can we trust the Bible? Yes. God's word is true and permanent. Who were the first people God created? Adam and Eve. What unique thing did God give Adam and Eve? He gave them souls that will live forever. And that brings us to the new truth for this week. The question is, do you have a soul? And the answer I want you to answer and know deep down in your heart is yes, I have a soul that will live forever. We'll talk about that some more after this weird joke of the day.
Hey, Owen.
What's up, Stella?
Where do you learn about ice cream?
Where?
Sunday school.
Hey, this is Jeremy, and it's time for you to wake up. This week, we are learning about the fact that God created us with souls. Just like Adam and Eve, God gave you a soul that will live forever. In Mark 12:30, we're told to worship God with our souls. God teaches us to do this, and He expects us to obey because He knows that we all have a soul, and He knows that because He's the one who put it there. You have a body. You use it to move around, to touch things, to see things, to hear, taste, and smell things, but your body is not all that there is of you. There is a you on the inside that will live forever. This part is actually the part that's really you. Think about it. If you lost part of your body, you would still be yourself. If suddenly your legs were gone, your life would be so different, but you would still be you. You might not be able to do everything you did before. Your life would change, but you would still be you. That's because your soul, the true you on the inside, wouldn't be affected because you lost your legs. When a person's body dies, they don't stop being themselves. Instead, their souls continue to exist forever. We are going to spend this week talking more about what your soul is, what your soul does, and how your soul will exist forever. Do you have a soul? Yes, I have a soul that will live forever.